This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salads and scrambled eggs.
Imagine, if you will, a Jack Russell named Eddie.
Who looks very much like a man named Jack Russell who's competing for Michelle's heart. Did he make it? Did Eddie, the Jack Russell?
He didn't. Jack Russell got cut. I hate it for him.
Yeah, I hate that someone named after a dog breed didn't make it.
But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. I started too low on that one.
You've got to meet me up here. I'm up here.
Luckily, Golden Retriever made it.
I really had my money on Irish Setter.
Hey-o. guys, it feels like we were just here.
We really were. Because we were. We've just been sitting around waiting for this to happen. We've done nothing since the last season. Boy, oh boy. We're back. We're exhausted from Paradise. I feel like we're still sunburnt and hungover from Paradise.
We're back. We expected this season to be a refreshing change of pace, and good God, what is happening? I'm actually a little excited now because these guys are the most budget ratchet ass Bachelorette contestants I feel like I've ever seen.
Yeah, this is like someone went to Filene's basement and bought a bunch of Bachelor contestants.
Okay, you pretty much just stole my joke.
So, well, why do you want to...
Well, no, I tweeted it. Well, you tweeted it. So I wasn't going to repeat myself.
Well, that's why I was putting a little spin on it.
Okay.
Putting a different spin on things.
Okay.
Yeah, but no, it is
my Twitter joke was that it was like if you ordered Bachelorette contestants off of Wish.
Which is like really a better joke.
It's better.
Yeah, that is better.
Did they even still have Filene?
I don't know. Nobody knows. Yeah, that's what a hip topical reference that is.
These gentlemen are something else.
Something else indeed. So what, I mean, you said there was like four or five where you're like, okay, that guy looks good.
One thing that I said to you is I do feel like there were maybe like four that looked pretty good looking. Ben, Jesus Christ, like compared to the rest of them,
yeah,
if that, you go in there and you're like normally a 5, suddenly you're a 13.
If you don't have the pizzapreneur's hair.
It's like how me and our listeners, Rachel and Katie, always talk about how we need to like move to Alaska because like we're Alabama 6s, but I'm an Alaska 12.
Why are we assuming that everybody in Alaska is ugly?
Come on.
I mean, first of all, you're Alabama 12.
No.
But
Alabama's a little tough because I feel like it goes really hard either one way or the other.
I'm just saying, no matter what, you're a 12
in my
book.
I don't think there are a lot of shout out to our Alaskan listeners.
You know what? Let's shout one out.
You big uggos.
Yeah, let's see where...
You ugly-ass bastard.
Thanks for listening.
Do we have any Alaska?
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
shit.
We have one Alaska town, and they're about to go. So we had four listeners in Palmer, Alaska. Not anymore. See you later, Palmer, Alaska listeners. That's the sound of them turning off the radio with their giant mitts. going out to club a seal instead of listening to our podcast.
Going out to become obsessed with someone through 1 hour photo.
That, you're getting those movies confused. Insomnia is Alaska.
Yeah. 1 hour photo. 1 hour photo is not. I don't believe Robin so. Williams
that's just Robin Williams also being creepy.
Hello.
Oh, I looked at you in the 1 hour photo, dearie. Good morning, 1 hour photo.
I was gonna say something. Alaska. Oh, Robin Williams. I was gonna make a reference to that movie with that guy.
This specific is really landing. This reference is really working.
Where he dies because he's like, well, I'm gonna go live.
Into the wild.
Into the woods.
Into the woods. The woods are good. Yeah, it's into the wild.
Agony. Yes.
That's what he was singing as he died in the wild.
Emilio. What's his name?
Yeah, what is that guy's name? Estevez.
Two hits, me hitting you, you hitting the floor.
Yeah, what is that? Emil
Clark.
No, that's Daenerys. Asshole.
Like, oh, that okay. guy, I feel like he like got arrested for domestic violence or something.
Ooh, no.
Or
Emil Hirsch.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah, he's troubling.
Yeah, I believe it. Yeah.
Oh, I believe it.
I believe that for sure. Yeah, so here we are. So I'll say, you know, I had an impression of Michelle that she was a nice person and everything.
A lot saucier.
I thought she really shone in this episode.
I mean,
somebody has to.
She really showed up for these not gentlemen.
Yeah, she's out of almost all of their leagues.
Michelle. Like she looked really good.
Yeah, she looked great.
Like she was nice, but not like fake nice
and not like a pushover.
Not at all.
Yeah, no, I feel like she really found like her spark in this.
No, I agree.
In her
I
own
hope
season.
That she ends up with one of the three good looking guys
or that pizzapreneur, because who doesn't want to be with someone who owns their own pizza place?
Someone on Twitter was like, I just want to put this out there before we get to know him, his pizza is really good.
Oh, okay.
She had been to his place.
That's very important. You should be good at what you do.
Do we have shout outs?
No, we don't.
I'm going to give a shout out to Instagram follower, Amy, who just sent us a Instagram message with Tyler C on SNL this weekend and a dynamite stick. I agree.
Yeah, I sent you that video of
you
Tyler
did.
C
the
on SNL.
The skit wasn't great.
No, the skit wasn't great. It was very long for a short payoff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also, shout out to Bridget, who had to listen to this audio message from me on Instagram. I'm going to try and just pop
try
it
to
in
play that
right here.
Okay.
It's not working.
Oh, no.
It's not working. But essentially, it was me asking if I could still drink some coffee after I had left it out for a while. Bridget said, LMFAO, the fuck is this? An accidental voice text? My fave. Bridget, we love you.
Oh, Bridge.
Thank you for allowing us to be awkward.
We will leave you more accidental voice texts in the future.
Also, I drank the latte and it was fine.
Okay, good.
Good to know.
Did she tell you whether you could drink the coffee or not?
She didn't.
Come on, Bridge.
Little hard to figure out what I was talking about if you didn't have the context.
Right. Well, why did you accidentally send her this if you're not going to get a clear response?
I mean, come on, Bridget.
It's like, well, it's like that was a big waste. Okay, so you want to start this episode. So here's a heads up, gang. We liked our shorter, more non-linear recaps from BIP.
It was tight, tight, tight.
Yeah, keeping it tight.
Tight, 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 yeah!
And so we're probably going to try to do that a little bit longer.
And we're going to try to do it possibly, we're making no promises, but maybe a little bit sooner since there's not as much pressure to record a 1.5 hour long
opus.
Yeah.
A magnum opus.
Yep. We're getting it. We're doing it short, sweet.
In and out. Wham, bam. Yeah. Thank you, ma'am.
Just how I like it.
Yeah.
All right. So Michelle tells us that her parents are the reason why she's single because she refuses to settle. And they do seem delightful.
They seem great. I mean, everybody. So here's what I take from this is even if you have excellent parents, they fucked you up for a relationship.
Yeah.
You just can't win, right? No matter what. So we should take comfort in this. Because just like, no matter what, you're going to screw your kids
over. You messed
over.
Me up. This is why I'm single.
You were too perfect and it really screwed me up.
She says that the person she's looking for has to be vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And then we basically got what I said was a bachelorette version of Barney Stinson's video resume.
Okay, yeah, right.
She's running down a bridge.
Yeah.
She's driving a red Porsche. She is shooting a basketball through a crystal basketball hoop.
That doesn't seem practical to me.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know. And then she yells, "I'm ready to fall in love."
Yeah, I believe there was some cursing, too, that was bleeped out.
Oh.
Yeah, ooh, for a teacher.
Spicy.
Tell you who's hot for teacher, this guy.
I like Michelle. I'm pro Michelle.
None of them made that joke. This is their limo entrance. I mean,
I did,
but I'm just saying.
Here now, and also while we were watching the show.
Oh, did I?
Yeah,
because
you thought that one guy was going to say that he was hot for teacher.
Yeah. That's
you tried to
why
write
on the brain.
People's intros.
Try to guess.
I'm
going to
punch this up a little bit.
Listen, buddy, here's what you should have said. It just seems like an obvious joke.
Yeah, no, yeah. I agree. It'll come up.
Yeah, sure. So it's going to happen.
It's time to meet some of the gentlemen.
Yeah, meet some of the fellas.
There is Chris S., who is a basketball player. I noted that he looked very short, but then we were told that he was a point guard.
Yeah, which I guess means you can be short. I know nothing about sports.
Yeah, but can be small.
I'll tell you what, how many basketball players whose moms were teachers did we meet in this? I feel like every single guy.
A lot. And like, they were all like, "I have so much respect for teachers." Guess what? I bet you didn't show it.
Right. Yeah. I bet you did not have respect for teachers in seventh grade. Yeah. It's also funny. Like, I know apparently some of these guys are doing a ton of ops, ton of secret ops on who Michelle is, but they were all like, "I just love her outlook on the world." Like, how do you know? Like,
right. Yeah.
I mean, she seems great, but like, I couldn't put my finger on like, well, we have this in common or whatever. It just like seems like a nice person.
Yeah. Yeah. Basketball positivity.
Yeah, right. Yep.
Connectitude.
Again, the Barney Stinson resume. Yeah. Yeah. So I had a lot of sports guys here, a lot of guys whose moms were teachers.
We're going to do really well with this season.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be able to catch a lot of these references. They're probably going to drive a lot of vehicles we can't identify either.
Joe does a blind basketball shot.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
That is pretty fucking cool. Yeah. I wish I could do that.
Well, work on it.
Would you?
You could get there.
What would you give up to be able to do that? Like,
nothing.
Okay.
I don't give a shit about being able to do that.
Okay. I might give up like, not a finger. That's too much.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
But, just to be that coordinated and cool.
No, well, first of all, those are two different things.
You wouldn't be coordinated if you gave up a finger. That's why I wouldn't do it. It's a real gift of the magi situation. Oh, yep.
That is, it's a tale for the ages. I feel like you can't be serious.
No, I'm not serious.
I mean, I know you're not serious.
And
but
don't call me Shirley.
But you're serious about really feeling like that's a cool skill?
Sure.
Like, who gives a shit? When
you
do you
said
ever
it was
show?
Cool.
I mean, yeah, it's cool that he can do it, but like, he plays basketball.
No, I know, but if I could do that, I would be doing it all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, I would just be carrying a basketball around.
Clayton is from Como. For those of you who don't know, that's what we call Columbia, Missouri, because one of our BFFs and best listeners, Rach, lives there and knows Clayton.
Yeah, guys, this is the first time we've got an inside scoop. Though she also fucking knew Rachel Lindsay.
She did.
What is this whole world?
Sorority sister.
The whole bachelor world centers around our friend Rachel. Is that the deal?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a mind fuck.
She's at the nexus of this whole thing. Yep. How many steps between her and Tyler C?
We're hoping that Rachel's husband, Pappy, can really get us some insider info on this Clayton.
Come on, Pappy. Clayton. I know you're spending 16 hours a day treating COVID patients, but why don't you make this a priority for us, buddy?
All right. A lot of the guys, I have this in my notes right here, and we already said it, they're talking about their crazy respect for teachers.
Oh, yeah, crazy respect.
I don't know. They just seem weird. Like, Chris G is from Canada, and he's like...
Weird.
Ironing his shirt, and he's like, this is so stressful.
Well, and then there's that Ryan guy who's driving a tractor with his shirt off. That's how you get gonorrhea, Ryan.
Is that... Ice cream Ryan?
I just have Ryan drives
that's
a tractor with his shirt off. That's got to be
him.
Yeah.
One Ryan. And
yeah.
It's
oh, there's only one
the
Ryan.
Infamous
around here.
Ice cream Ryan.
Ice cream slash notebook Ryan.
Yeah. Slash. Well, folder really. It
yeah.
was more of a folder.
That's true.
Come on.
Yeah.
It wasn't a notebook.
Release. This is like the Steele dossier with that information about mm-hmm. Trump getting pissed on. It's like that.
Caitlin and Tayshia show up early to a couple of the gentlemen's rooms to do their due diligence.
This is like Room Raiders, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Like they need a black light.
Yep, I was going to say. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be quite revealing. Though in a hotel, you never know who
left
the black
write
light
it off,
stains.
Like, no, that's yeah. not for me.
Right. How can you pin it? You'd have to do a DNA analysis.
They critique their outfits. They start going through some suitcases.
Right.
And what do they find in Ryan the ice cream tractor guy's suitcase but a folder with notes?
About how to be a good contestant.
How to get more screen time.
How to not be a villain.
How to act like you're interested in her.
How to
emulate
honestly, Jason Tartnick.
Yeah. Tartick.
Tartick. Oh. Is that really the guy that you want to emulate? I mean, I guess he was
you
fine.
Pick a lot worse
sure,
than
sure,
Jason.
Yeah. Yeah, that's yeah, true.
Like, everybody really liked him.
That's true. Okay.
I don't
okay.
care for him that much anymore, but I
right.
did like him on the show.
At the time, yeah.
I did.
Okay. Yeah, so he's got this whole secret file about how to succeed a whole... He might as well have written, like, my secret plan, don't
yeah.
open, on the front of the folder. Yes.
So they see the folder, they mark it as a red flag, obviously.
I'm surprised they didn't like take photos or like, you know,
right,
some
right.
sort of acquiring evidence about
and
this. Yeah.
At the time I was like, man, they're not even saying anything to him, but that was well played because
yes.
then they let him show up
yep.
and really show himself off before yeah. they tell Michelle.
Let him show his whole ass in the ice cream
yep.
truck.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not going to tell you my flavor. Maybe eventually I'll tell you my favorite
flavor.
It's in
my secret notes.
Okay, Ryan.
Yeah.
You know what? Here's a little secret I'll let you in on. Nobody gives a shit what your favorite flavor of ice cream is.
Let me let you in on a little secret. You suck.
I'll let you in on a little secret about this movie you all like so much.
It sucks. And you're all stupid for liking it.
All right. Michelle looks awesome on the first night.
Yeah.
Stunner. Stunner, stunner. Yeah. The guys just keep yelling, Michelle.
Yeah, it's one of your favorite tropes where they all just yell out her name.
Yep. It's the level of eloquence we've come to expect from the gentleman.
Well, and I mean, at some point a song will be written, though... There did not appear to be any musicians. Maybe they've been burned too many times by musicians.
I feel
musicians.
Like they went for the athletes
yeah,
instead.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, going for more of what she's going to want. Yeah, not a lot of musicians. I don't think I saw anybody from Nashville, so they're really going a different direction.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Not a lot of Southern guys, it didn't look like, except yeah. for that one guy from North Charleston, which, fuck off, dude. And Ryan, to his credit, said, is that like being from Bossier? Yes, it is.
I know my Shreveport references. Yeah.
Nate is first. Uh-huh. I have in my notes that he's cute. And then he yeah. says it's better Nate than never.
Pretty good. It's fine.
It's fine.
It's a fine
it's
opening.
Fine.
It gets him the first impression, Rose, though.
That
so.
Didn't get him the first impression.
But it didn't.
I feel like his
it didn't kill
winning
him.
Personality
yeah,
and the
sure.
fact that he's the only good-looking dude there.
Yeah. That, see, and that's
also
what got,
Joe, but she couldn't give it to Joe.
Right, because he ghosted her on the Insta. Yeah.
I mean, I have thoughts to
sure,
I have
sure.
thoughts
yeah.
on that.
Yeah. Romeo shows up speaking French, and I actually hear something I really appreciate. He translates, he says that his name is Romeo. I hope you'll be my Juliet, and I hope our story won't end in tragedy. A lot of people forget that part. They're just like, we're Romeo and Juliet. And it's like, dude, they ended up dead. Like,
yeah, they were yeah. also children.
Right.
Like, right. let's be frank.
Yes.
Which is why the whole story is so stupid. Like, of course they're idiots.
That story is stupid.
Not even the story stupid, but they act like fools the whole time. And it's no shit, they're 13.
Yeah, right. No,
what's this Friar Tuck doing giving them poison? Like,
right, yeah, you're fine. This is fine.
Use it responsibly. Yeah, right.
Be careful. Friar Tuck, actually, he put a Mr. Yuck sticker on
it. Is that
right?
Would know
is not
it
to take
Friar
it.
Tuck?
No, I think
is that from Robin
Friar
Hood?
Tuck is from Robin Hood, yes.
But it is a friar.
We're both English teachers.
It's a friar.
It's a friar of some sort.
Yeah, it's a friar.
Yeah. I'll tell you this. When I was in ninth grade, we read Romeo and Juliet, and we watched.
You got a huge boner.
No, well, that's kind of where this story is going in a way, because we watched like the 1960s Romeo and Juliet.
Oh,
you get to see boobs.
Did they
not fast
forward?
No, our teacher freaked out and held a folder up over the boobs. But then she took it away, and there was still more boobs.
These boobs won't quit.
More boobs. Yeah,
it's
so.
Friar Lawrence.
Oh, there we go. Not Friar Tuck.
Yeah, we also watched the 1970s version because it's way more acceptable than Romeo plus
sure,
Juliet.
Sure, yeah, it's a little more authentic.
Although I did love that movie my freshman year.
I've not seen it.
Have you not?
No.
It's good.
Yeah,
we should watch it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, after we watch Dance Till Dawn again in podcast.
Yeah,
it.
And Cats.
Yes.
But my teacher definitely blocked the boobs. She was like, ready.
Yeah, see, our teacher was not ready, and she got real frazzled, and so did I. I got a little hot under my thrift store shirt collar,
if you
will. I
feel like ninth grade Ryan, who was super religious and pretty obnoxious about it from what I can tell, after you wrote that whole... rebuttal of revolution, right?
Of evolution,
revolution.
Of the Revolutionary War.
That rebuttal of evolution that you gave your biology teacher?
Yeah, he didn't care for it that much.
I feel like you would have been pretty upset by those boobs.
Yeah, sinful, but also a little titillated.
Did you tell your mom?
No.
Probably the right move.
Yeah, probably a good call. Yeah. Not my Ryan seeing a bosom.
Oh, anyway, yeah, Romeo is there.
Uh-huh.
He speaks French. Jack Russell's there. He says, like the dog, I'm loyal and attentive, but also playful. It's not enough.
Also stubborn and kind of high strung, like a Jack Russell Terrier.
Sometimes I start humping, and then I can't stop, and I'm just humping the air. Clayton shows up with a ruler for spanking.
Let's Michelle spank him, I feel like Michelle really handles all these dudes very well. Like
she does.
Playful, but she's not like a pushover.
You can tell
by
the end, though, she's like, okay, enough.
Right, like enough stunts.
Like when that one guy shows up in the toy fire truck and it takes him forever to get there, and she's like, hey.
Yeah, I feel like that's like a Family Guy skit.
Correct.
Where the guy just like, it takes him forever to wheel across the driveway. Yeah.
Yeah, so he shows up in a toy fire truck, and then a real hot guy shows up in an action.
That's exactly what would fucking happen to me. I feel like that is the story of my life. Like, look, I'm funny, and then
and then PJ's there in an actual
fire truck. Yeah, Garrett the tech CEO broke his foot before he came here, probably from flying into space.
Ayo,
these tech bros, all of them are going into space.
I flew in all the way from space, and boy, are my arms tired.
Boy, is my foot broken. The yoga guru from Bellevue, Washington.
Do you know him?
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
is
he always wore that.
Is Bellevue where that children's museum is?
No.
That's
We went to Bellevue to see The Artist. I don't think you remember that. That was a long time
ago. No, I do remember that because your parents are like, how did you know about this movie?
It's so exotic and foreign.
Well, it's nominated for Best Picture. And then it won.
How'd you hear about this obscure film?
The Artist.
Yeah, so that's Bellevue. We haven't been to Bellevue a lot. They have a pretty nice... Bell Square Mall was the
That
mall.
Was where we saw the movie.
Yeah, when I was young.
And it had a Crate and Barrel.
Yeah.
I do remember. Yeah. I remember them all.
Oh, sure. Yeah, well, that's it. That's Bell Square, right? That's probably the one time we went to the Cheesecake Factory because they have a Cheesecake Factory
We went to the Cheesecake Factory and
saw
the
artist and went to Crate and Barrel. That's an afternoon with the Weber family.
Peter shows up. He is Italian. He goes, "Buongiorno, principessa."
That's like a stare. That's like what I would do. Like, that's a spicy meatball.
Allora.
You know what Italian word I love? Allora. I don't know what it means. Allora. You say it all the time. Allora. Hey, what are you doing? Allora.
He's also wearing a dinner jacket that's glittery. There were just some bad fashion choices.
He like just threw the pizza on the ground. Like he didn't even try. Yeah.
You're not even making an effort.
Also, he's a pizzapreneur. Fuck you, Peter.
That pizza's going to taste like dirt. Oh, gosh. All right. We got the firefighters. One of the guys says, everyone is just so unique. That's one way to talk about it.
That's one word for it. Also, the first guy who comes in the fire truck, the rinky-dink one, says, I heard there's a fire, but it looks like it's just a smoke show.
Looks
like we got a smoke bro on our hands, everybody.
A real smoke bro.
I did love PJ came in the fire truck, in the real fire truck. And Michelle says, I wonder how Daniel's doing right now.
Yeah, Daniel's the toy fire truck guy. I have in my notes that Joe is really cute, but she keeps saying, have we met before? And you know that there's something up.
There's some kind of backstory.
So what happened is she slid into Joe's DMs.
Yeah, sure.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And...
yeah, we learn this later. She
that's pretty much the end of the guys, and she pulls Joe first,
right? Yep.
So she's like, "It's I know you." She slid into his DMs. He had property in George Floyd Square during all of that, and it prompted a lot of anxiety in him.
Right.
He was not ready to be in a relationship. So basically, it's a fancy way of saying he ghosted her.
Yeah,
and she's like, "Look, I would have understood that. Like, I also was feeling anxious and sad and confused and angry, but you didn't say anything.
Sure.
Like, all you would have had to do is drop a line and say, I'm not ready to be in a relationship." Mm-hmm. She said, you know, fine, but it worries her that he's bad at communication because what if he shuts down again?
Yes. Yeah. So you said you had
a season-long narrative was born.
Yeah, this is Chekhov's gun. It's going to keep coming up over and over. Don't bring up a ghosting situation unless it's going to happen, unless it's going to cause trouble later. Boy, I'm really botching this Chekhov metaphor. Yeah, this is early tortured.
Talk about
metaphor.
A red herring. Talk about a what's that?
Talk about onomatopoeia.
What's that sports term? Like a, it's a golf term.
What is it? A bogey? A birdie?
Maybe.
Okay.
That,
yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, we're gonna really try to start working the sports metaphors in this time.
Talk about a 3-pointer. in my notes, as she starts talking to the gentleman, I just have, these guys are all terrible. What the fuck? They're just like cheesy.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like really bad hair decisions.
Yeah, a lot of really bad hair decisions. And that's me.
There's a lot
this.
Of male jewelry.
Yeah.
Which I'm not one to judge, except that I am.
Mm-hmm,
and
sure.
Come on.
There's a guy. So how did you feel about the guy coming in with his head on a platter?
Rick. Was his name Rick?
His name was Rick. Yes, his name was Rick.
I mean, nah, he didn't look like any big more of a douche than all the rest of the guys. I mean, I don't know. It was reminiscent of James in the box.
Yes, coming in the box.
Except James stayed in that box.
Yeah, getting out of the platter was a very good idea.
Yeah.
I think. And also I was thinking, like, you can't scratch your face when you're in there.
Yeah, that would
like,
drive
it's
me
gonna,
crazy.
Yeah. Like 3 minutes in, I'll be like, oh, this is a mistake.
We did see somebody tweeted about him, you know, understanding that it was spooky season. And I do like that.
Yeah. But it wasn't spooky season when they filmed this.
But maybe he knew that it would premiere
Ooh, he
in
was
mid-October.
Thinking ahead. Yeah. Ooh, that Bachelor Mansion died 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. So also, where is Indian Wells? Where are they?
Indian Wells is where they do like some of the big tennis tournaments.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might be going
California.
There someday.
California.
Okay. When can you start?
Welcome to California.
Indian Wells.
Let's see. But let's see. Indian Wells is where they have the Indian Wells Masters.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Could we get some
geography, please? State, please.
State, California.
Okay, there you go.
Like
all right.
I said.
Yeah, you knew. You knew what was up. All right.
I'm curious why they're there instead of just, I mean, I guess, is it still, are we still, is COVID still a thing for us right now?
I mean, I guess so, but also, like, why, at this point, why is the mansion worse?
I almost feel like this is going to turn into what we thought online teaching was going to be for us, where they're like, hey, you proved that you could do this, and now we're just going to keep it that way. And they're going to be like, hey, we can just do it mostly at this resort, save a fuck ton of money, and do these dates, like, meh.
Yeah, right, just around the neighborhood. Yeah,
like, hey, instead of flying you to Canada to meet someone's family, why don't we all just have maple syrup?
Why don't we just Zoom everybody in?
And then we're all going to forget that this show actually ever included fun travel. Yes. Dates.
No, that's probably the truth. I saw they posted a thing that they were returning to the mansion for The Bachelor.
Oh,
they were like getting it ready to go. Yeah, The Bachelor. Because honestly, wouldn't you rather be at a resort though?
Which is like, freaking looks, Clayton. Like, give me
right.
a break.
Yeah, this guy's
got a lot of uphill work to do.
So like, I guess that's not a spoiler. It was announced officially.
It was announced.
Yeah. So
like, what the fuck?
I know. What, we haven't even started Michelle's season yet.
Can we get him a new haircut, please?
Yeah.
Before he's The Bachelor.
I hope this season's plotline is him getting a massive glow up. Because that's kind of what
alert,
he needs.
Clayton gets the pretty woman date.
Maybe, you know who gives him the pretty woman date? Pappy. His friend Pappy from Missouri helps him with the glow up. Yeah, our bud and Clayton's.
All right.
So Ryan,
yeah, go ahead.
Says that his milkshake brings all the Michelles to the yard.
Does it,
and,
though?
Well, no, it doesn't. And also, he doesn't appear to have milkshakes in the ice cream truck.
La, la, la,
Michelle is bringing mama, mama.
Do you know that song?
No, not really.
He tells her that he coaches the Special Olympics. We also learn that he does not know how to pronounce words because he says, after that one-on-one, I feel ecstatic.
He should have had a full pronunciation guide in his folder.
He's ready
about
to
hard to pronounce
drink
words.
An espresso. I feel ecstatic about this espresso. Who's there to rain on his ecstasy parade but Caitlin and Tayshia?
Yeah.
They're like, look, we got to show you something, Michelle. We got to tell you something.
Yeah. So they said, we found a document that one of the guys had about how to act around you, how to not be a quote unquote villain. And
she says, she's like, who is it? And they say, it's Ryan. And she says, ice cream Ryan?
No, another Ryan. Yeah. Ice cream Ryan. That was my nickname in high school. So she confronts him. And really, I mean, you see her go into teacher mode.
Like that. I mean, she's like, show it to me.
This is how she treats a kid who's like colored on the desks.
Mm-hmm.
And he acts
or
like a kid. Yeah.
A kid that's plagiarized a terrible paper off the internet.
No, this is, he acts like someone who's in trouble too, because he's like, my friend's wife wrote it. I wrote some of it.
He's like, I've literally never watched the show, and I had friends that just told me certain things.
Right, and he's like, a couple of my girlfriends.
It goes all the way back to Ben Higgins' season. we both decided we've figured out what the fuck Robin has been doing this whole time.
Yeah.
Nobody else has this intel. It could only be Robin.
She's been compiling these notes for him, doing research for... She thought that was me. That's what happened.
Oh, that makes sense now, actually.
Yeah, someone named Ryan was sending her messages saying, compile all this research.
Another
and she was
ice
like,
cream Ryan.
Okay.
I'll pay you an ice cream, but I'm not going to tell you what my favorite flavor is. That secret's just for me.
You know, we'll never know his favorite ice cream flavor or Dean's favorite dinosaur.
The ice cream you can have, but the secret, she's a mine. Yeah, he has a dream girls dating list, and Michelle is pissed.
Yeah, well, and she keeps her cool, though. She keeps her
she
composure.
Does. She's like, you gotta
she
go.
Sends him. Well, she sends him out of the hotel room, and there's just great shots of her, like, leafing through all... And it's, like, pages and pages of shit.
It's
like,
insane.
I don't know how long she was in there. It feels like she was, like, looking at, like, a conspiracy theorist's notebook or something.
Yeah. Yeah, she cuts him pretty decisively.
Yeah, great.
She's like, I don't trust you. You got to get out of here.
You gots to go. You absolutely.
You
gots
to go. You take your ice cream truck with you. He sits
and
on...
he's like, doo 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 as he's driving away.
He sits on the curb and just crinkles a water bottle for an extended cut. That might be my favorite edit from the evening.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, another Family Guy bit of just like him sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, awkwardly. All right. So yeah, and again, Michelle really shown here. These are those teacher skills coming. This is why people have such mad respect for teachers. I just respect them so much.
Well, Clayton says that teachers are passionate, driven, caring. Certainly we are.
Yeah.
Nate gets the first impression. Yeah. Rose. And then we're basically moving on to the rose ceremony.
Yeah, guys, we weren't
lovers.
Kidding around about blowing through these things.
Well, you know, I think especially in these early episodes, who's to say who you should be invested in
right.
and not?
I'm not getting invested yet.
I just
yeah,
can't do
I
it
I can't
again.
Do it. I can't put my heart into some of the... I can't put my heart into the neuroscientist.
I was so invested in Jack Russell, and then he got cut.
Yeah, until I know this
neuroscientist
sticking around.
I was ready to sing that
around.
Frasier theme song for another 3 or 4 episodes. I'll find a way.
Yeah, you know what? He was a good boy.
He was a good boy.
Yeah. Oh, aww. I hope he's getting a belly rub
go,
right
go.
Now.
You can't stay.
Yeah, Michelle had to put him down. Yeah. Pull a old yeller.
All right, we've got our list of gentlemen.
Okay, yeah.
Jamie, Leroy, even their names.
Leroy Brown.
Martin, Spencer, PJ, Rick, Clayton, Malik, Romeo, Daniel, Brandon J., Will, Chris S., Rodney, Alec, Pardeep, Christopher G., Casey, Alamide, and LT.
All
and
right.
And then we have one rose left, and she's like, should I trust Joe? I just don't know. And then she comes back. It's Joe.
It's Joe.
It's Joe.
Yeah, I mean, you can't cut Joe now because we got to play this plot line out for quite a while.
Also, you can't cut Joe because the rest of these guys are uggos.
Yeah.
Like, say what you will about Joe, he's pretty attractive.
Right, and every one of these guys has ghosted somebody on Insta. So
yeah,
let's, you know.
On. Well, that's what I was going to say, too, as a longer point. I don't really think that Joe did anything that wrong. Like, I can get... I don't know. I guess it depends on the extent to
sure.
their communication. But it's not like they were in a relationship
yeah.
when he ghosted her.
It's unclear how much they talked.
That's
I mean,
true.
She's correct that the best thing to do would have been like, hey, I've enjoyed talking to you.
They
but...
could not have talked that much because she didn't even know who he was
right.
when he first showed up.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah. So, again, I mean, I think probably this is going to get blown a little bit out of proportion.
I think it's going to
be
a
my guess.
Redemption story.
Oh, he's going to really redeem himself.
He's going to learn to love.
His heart grew 3 sizes that mm-hmm. season. All right. Well, gang, we are here for you. We're excited. And we'll be back next week with some more exciting recap. Now I'm going to go get some ice cream because Ice Cream Ryan's my name.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right. It's better than yours, I could teach you, but I have to charge. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours, damn right. It's better than yours, I could teach you, but I have to charge.
You want it, the thing that makes me watch if you're smart. La 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 la. Warm it up. La 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 la. The boys are waiting. La 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 la. Warm it up. La 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 la. The boys are waiting. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge.
Who wants you get involved? Everyone will look this way, so you must maintain your charm. Same time, maintain your halo. Just get the perfect blend. Plus what you have within. Then next his eyes will squint. Then he's picked up your scent.
La 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 la.
Podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.